Our text this morning is the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 6. We read verse 34, and you may rise. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, doctrine, the true teaching of God's word, is not a cold-hearted, emotionless, or unsympathetic enterprise. Doctrine, rightly understood and taught, is ultimately concerned with the care of souls burdened by guilt and by terror over their inability to find a way out of trials and temptations and sin. Teaching the faith, doctrine, brings the truth of God's word so that sinners are directed to the compassion of their Savior Jesus Christ, who cares for all. Throughout the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we have revealed to us the Son of God who became one of us so that we might be his adopted children through faith in him. Here in Mark chapter 6, Jesus has a large crowd following him. We are told that Jesus had compassion on them. He is aware of their needs more even than they are. His compassion is not simply a feeling of pity or sympathy. His compassion is one which shows itself in action. Action for these people. And what is this action? Well, we are given two things here in our text. Well, actually, just after our text, we find that Jesus feeds 5,000 people, giving them what they need for their bodies. But before that, he teaches them. Now, Jesus' teaching has already caused him to be rejected in his hometown of Nazareth. His teaching brings rejection because it does not fit human expectations. Jesus shows himself to be God. He is the promised Messiah. And it is Jesus' teaching of himself that finally results in the accusation of blasphemy and his subsequent death sentence. It is by this road to his crucifixion that Jesus demonstrates the depth of his compassion for this world and for you. He would not stop on this pathway to his own death and ultimately to his resurrection. He desired that people know this about him, about what he came to do and why. Doctrine, teaching, has at its heart the person of Jesus Christ, who he is, what he came to do, and for whom he did it. You are the one for whom Jesus came. You are the one, for you are the sinner. You are the one who cannot keep God's law, no matter how well-intended you try to be. You are the one who, without Christ, can only be destined for eternal damnation. That is what it means to be a sinner without Christ, the Savior. Now, Jesus' teaching, while he must direct the law toward us, is finally the revelation of the gospel, the forgiveness of your sins by him and delivered to you through his word, through his promises, received by faith alone. In one of our Lutheran confessions, the small called articles, which Luther considered to be at least one of his last wills and testaments, we confess the chief teaching of the Christian church, what the Lutheran church is to be about. This confession draws our attention to what the Bible teaches about justification, and it demonstrates that our confession is solidly based on God's word alone. Here's what is written. Here is the first and chief article, that Jesus Christ, our God and Lord, was handed over to death for our trespasses and raised for our justification, Romans 4. and he alone is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John 1. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53. Furthermore, all have sinned, and they are now justified without merit by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus by his blood. Romans 3. Now, because this must be believed and may not be obtained or grasped otherwise with any work, law, or merit, it is clear and certain that this faith alone justifies. As St. Paul says in Romans 3, we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. And also, God alone is righteous and justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Nothing in this article can be conceded or given up, even if heaven and earth or whatever is transitory passed away. As St. Peter says in Acts 4, there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved, and by his bruises we are healed. This is the heart of our teaching. It is the teaching of Jesus, the teaching given to the church to proclaim, teaching them to observe all things, whatever I have commanded you. The word from God which burdened consciences need, the word which the guilty and terrorized souls need. It is Jesus, by whom you are given deliverance and forgiveness of your sins, because it is for you. In his name, amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise and let us pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, pour out, we beseech you, your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort them in all temptation. Defend them against all enemies of your word. And bestow upon Christ Church Militant your saving peace. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.